Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and you to do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We got
the gold,
we
beat,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder, master music show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. It's the Murder Master Music Show, episode 527. For those of you that missed 526, you have Fetty Chico Spice One. Go to www.ugsforlife.com and check that dope interview out. We heard that yesterday. Tonight, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep it in the family. You know what I'm saying? Thug World, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it going with Thug World. We got Spice's artist, you know what I'm saying, that he signed. So you know Spice signed somebody. I never heard of Spice have an artist, so this is going to be dope to find out. But you know he's got to be talented because, you know, Spice is one of the most talented guys to ever do it. You know, so the Black Bozzolini, he brought to the team Q Bozzolini, man. Let's hear what he has to say and what everything that's going on with him, what his career is like, man. Let's chop it up with him. What's up, Q Bozzolini? How you doing, brother?
Man, what's going on with y'all guys, man?
First and foremost, it's an honor to have you on the show. And secondly, I know you got to be a special artist to catch the attention of Spice One. Before we talk about him and how you hooked up with him, tell everybody a little bit about your hip-hop history. Like, where did your roots start, and when did you start getting involved in making music?
Oh, man, it's I'm like an OG in this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started music when I was, like, 13. You know, this is back in the day. Like, I'm in my mid-30s now, man. So, like, back in the day when I started, it wasn't no YouTube. It wasn't no, you know, SoundClick and all that where you could just go grab beats. You know, you had to make your own shit or know somebody who made beats. You know, so my granddaddy at the time, man, you know, he got me my first keyboard, and I started making my own beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started really producing and rapping at the same time. So it just led on from that. You know, I was in the studio at 14. You know what I'm saying? Recording my own album. You know, so as the years went on, man, I ended up, you know, doing a lot of stuff, man. I was dealing with Def Jam South, and then I had a contract offered to me from Goody Mob and Nappy Roots, and you know, I did a lot of stuff with BG, the original Hot Boy, you know. So
I've been doing this. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Yes, I've been doing this for a long time, man.
Yeah, most definitely. And you brought up the fact that you pretty much started off producing and rapping, you know what I'm saying? Usually someone will pick one or the other, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe later on, like we had Nikhil on from Compton's Most Wanted, he was a rapper for years, and then all of a sudden he started dabbling producer, and, you know, he just started doing it like crazy, producing for Snoop and all them guys. But you started off with both at the same time. How do you find the balance, and which do you like better?
Well, I kind of got out of the producing side about 6 years ago or so, man. It was like the industry then got so oversaturated with producers and rappers at the same time, man. It was like these producers these days, man, they don't really know their worth. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't have a producer, like you don't rap. You know what I'm saying? Or really put your music out there without a producer, but they don't know the value. And like you got these producers nowadays, man, they'll sell you 20 beats for $5. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I was doing it, man, I could sell a beat for $500, you know, $1,000, man, you know what I'm saying, to get my money and keep it going. Like I was producing most of my stuff too. But it's like I really just lost a passion for making the beats and just, you know what I'm saying, went more forehead with the rapping only. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. But it's good to have that talent, you know what I'm saying, in the bag as well. You know, you never know
when
that might come into play too. But on the rapping side, we're going to get off into one of your tracks here in a minute. How would you describe your style, you know what I'm saying? You being from the South, you know, is it on that dirty South style, or you got a West Coast influence?
Yeah. I like to call it timeless music, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, like real music, you know. I don't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, do what people, like the trend. I don't follow trends, you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I try to make timeless music and reality music. Like, I kind of spit what I'm going through, you know, because I know some people out there going to relate to it. So, it's that dirty South all day, you know, but it's reality music at the same time.
See, I respect you for that, and I appreciate you for that because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people nowadays, they put, you know what I'm saying, trends before talent, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and before substance, and there's no message in the music, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, when there is substance in the music and when you are talking about hard times and shit you've been through, that is timeless music, man. That shit lasts forever.
Yeah, I heard. I heard Pac say
that. That ain't gonna last forever. I hope not.
Yeah, man. It was like I heard Pac say it one time, man. He was like, as long as you spit what you going through, he said there's somebody out there gonna feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I just spit what I'm going through. You know, I don't talk about balling and having this, having that, cause I ain't there yet. You know, but I probably wouldn't be a boaster anyway if it ever came, if I was ever in that situation.
And, you know, the fans ultimately at the end of the day, they appreciate that because, you know what I'm saying, me personally, I mean, growing up listening to hip-hop, anything that was too flashy or you know, I couldn't relate to that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, how could I relate to sipping on, you know, expensive bottles of champagne and shit like that? That just ain't for me. So, yeah, you're right, man. I think you can touch the masses, you know what I'm saying, through your pain and your experience.
You
would say, yeah, hey, man, your music has really affected me because I've been through that same thing?
Yeah, I have, man. You know, and it's brown liquor over here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, I got a cut called Let God, you know what I'm saying? And I done had a whole lot of people come to me, you know, off of that song alone and just tell me, man, you know, I relate to exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you just talked about that song. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you intro this for us? We'll go to our first break, then we'll come back and definitely chop it up. I want to find out how you caught the attention of Spice One when we come back.
Already.
But tell us about this song, Let God, man.
The song, Let God, man, it's kind of, I had took a long break off of music, and I was in a relationship, you know, for 10 years. It was kind of toxic from the beginning. And we split up, and, you know, it's a situation, you know, with my kids and everything like that, so I started off kind of like the first verse where I was just telling about, you know, growing up, you know, my granddaddy was my daddy. You know, me and my dad didn't have a relationship. I got a half-sister, only seen her twice in my life, you know. And then on the second verse, I'm talking about my kids and that whole situation. Well, a lot of folks, they can relate to that because they going through situations where you know, they got a baby mama who don't let them see their kids, you know, and a lot of times the courts they'll look at it like the daddy's a deadbeat, you know, and it's not necessarily that, man. It's sometimes it's these baby mamas, man, just keeping the men away from the kids.
Yeah. Most definitely. Well, this is like Q Boss Celine right here on Murder Master Music Show. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Low income, high hope. Yeah. Mama did the very best she could. Trying to raise a man ain't no joke. For a single woman in parenthood. Me and my daddy good now, but back then, fuck him. Months were passing, I ain't hear nothing from him.
Nah.
All I knew that he was raising two kids that wasn't even his with another woman. Got a half sister, we don't talk much. Different mamas, same daddy.
Right.
Saw her twice my whole life.
What?
Told her strangers, but still family.
Yes.
My granddaddy with my daddy.
My
grandmama, my second mama. When they passed, my whole world flipped. And I ain't being Jameis. If I love you, give you my last, homie. Shirt straight off of my back, homie. It didn't take too long for me to realize that the motherfucker wouldn't do the same. Fuck me, this rap shit keep me sane, homie. Is this what you wanna call sane, homie? Going through a divorce, got $3. I love him to death, that won't change, homie.
Let go and let God. Man, the devil, he working hard. Damn, that whole clique behind bars or laid off in their yard. And these bills, they won't stop coming. Man, no work don't eat. It's like they forces in the hustling. I'm so sick and tired of these streets. But I know it's gonna get better.
Won't it?
Yeah, I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
But I know it's gonna get better.
Won't it?
Yeah, I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
Got a stepdaughter, she mine, no. Raised since she was 9 years old.
Yeah.
Love her like my own, no favoritism.
No,
the only father she ever known. Her mama stay on that bullshit. It's been 6 months and we separated. Y'all left fucked up, but so what? Then my kids, I want visitations. No phone calls, no conversations. I hate this fucking game playing. Ain't with you, so you keep them from it. Then brainwash them and say they hate. Paint the picture of a deadbeat, but I'm mailing money orders every week. Cause even though she don't let me speak to him, I'm still daddy and in my seat. Fucking right, keep my receipts, cause I'm pretty sure she gon' lie on me. To the judge's face and never even blink. Would love nothing better than some cuffs on me. All the dirt I did, she told on me. Never thought she'd be the one to fall on me. Got ex-friends, fuck me over bad. But they secrets, man, I never
you be. Gotta let go and let God. Man, the devil, he working hard. Damn, that whole clique behind bars. Or laid off in their yard. And these bills, they won't stop coming. Man, no work don't eat. It's like they forces in the hustling. I'm so sick and tired of these streets. But I know it's gonna get better.
Won't it?
Yeah, I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
But I know it's gonna get better.
Won't it?
Yeah, I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
That's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's like the homie Q Boss Celine said, timeless music. That ain't going nowhere. That'll be around. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that'll hit you in the chest. You know what I'm saying? And make you reflect on yourself. Cause see, not all music is meant to be party. And, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta hit them with that shit that'll make them think. So I appreciate that.
Right.
Man. Now here you are. You worked with the, you know what I'm saying? You know, like you said, BG and a lot of different artists and stuff, you know what I'm saying? How did you catch the attention of the Black Bosley, Fetty Chico, Spice One, whatever you want? He's got more names than Apollo Creed, man.
I'm telling you, man. But what happened was I was working on, you know, my album independently. And I reached out to Spice for a feature. And it was actually on, you know, his Strap on the Side song. It kind of contains interpolations, you know what I'm saying, from his song, you know, like the hook, it's kind of similar. So I said, you know, I need Spice on this. So I reached out to him for a feature, and it basically turned into a record deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you reached out to him for a feature, and he was impressed with what you were doing so much that he said, hey, man, I want to sign you. How did that make you feel? Because I know you had to have been a Spice One fan growing up.
Oh man, you know, I, you know, that's kind of like where my name came from. You know, he was, like I said, he was the Black Balsillini. So, you know, I said I'm Cue Balsillini. You know what I'm saying? Because I started out with my name was Cue Ball, you know, back in the day. But it was so many people popping up with that same name. I switched it up. But you know, it's a blessing, man. You know, to be on a label with somebody that, you know, you grew up, you know, wanting to be just like, you know. He taught me a lot, man, and you know, to be the first artist officially signed to his label, it really means something to me.
Yeah, because yeah, like I said, I don't think he ever put anybody out before, and you know what I'm saying, I knew the artist had to be special, you know what I'm saying, for him to want to do that. Now, you guys, you know what I'm saying, now that you're on Thug World, you know what I'm saying, are you guys like, I saw you guys, I saw the city of you guys where Spice was just going off on these lame stream, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I love that shit, though, because that's how we are over here. We don't play that fuck shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you guys do a lot of shows together? And, you know what I'm saying? Do you have anything coming up that the people can look forward to? If so, where would it be?
Yeah, man, we do a lot of shows. We do a lot of shows, man. We stay on the road doing stuff. And sometimes he'll do stuff by himself. I do stuff with myself. And there's another artist on the label, Mr. Black. And sometimes Mr. Black will go with him, you know. But our next show coming up is in Johnson City, Tennessee, on May 25th.
Oh, okay. So I see your neck of the woods. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do the people, you know what I'm saying, in your area perceive you, you know what I'm saying, and also what has been the reaction for you know what I'm saying, people when they find out that you were signed to Spice One?
Well, man, it's like I'm kind of like I'm well known in Tennessee, East Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, to be Pacific, you know, so I'm kind of like a big name here, you know. But far as like when I got signed with Spice, you know, the West Coast is like I'm a whole new artist, you know. They hadn't heard of me, you know. So a lot of them they rocking with me, you know. I hear Pimp C so much, I'm starting to think of my name. But you know, everybody seemed to be rocking with me, man. You know, so we're just gonna keep going all the way up with it.
Yeah. Well, that brings me in. I mean, you pretty much brought up the next question. You know, how has the Bay perceived you? You know, Cali.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's like, you know, Spice will share a lot of my stuff, man, and I got a lot of comments, you know, Pimp C swag, Pimp C back, you know, and it's a compliment because, like, you know, like I say, man, I'd rather be compared to a legend than one of these new rappers, you know. I'm glad nobody's saying.
Yeah, you don't want to be saying compared to
sound like, little Yachty or somebody.
Little Manx or something.
That'd
be the worst case scenario.
And then it's all been good. You know, it's nobody said, oh, he trying to bite somebody, he trying to bite Pimp or nothing like that. You know, I think it's just my voice is similar, you know. But as far as just like biting the whole style, you know, that ain't me, man. You know, but I grew up on UGK. I grew up on Spice One, Pac, and A Ball and MJG. So that's, I'm sure they bled off on me with you know, growing up. So
yeah,
it's definitely a compliment.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I mean, it, you know, Pimp C's one of those guys that you want to be, you know what I'm saying, complimented towards, because he's one of the best to ever do it. And him and Spice, it was label mates over there under, you know what I'm saying, Jive over there. You know, Jive had a powerhouse label at that time. I mean, man, you had
Yeah, and you know, Spice, we did an interview yesterday, man, and they asked Spice, you know, what made you, you know, really want to sign Q? And Spice had never told me this, but he was like, man, he reminded me of Pimp C, and Pimp C was my partner, and he was like, just when I hear Q spit, it bring back a lot of memories for me. And he was like, Plus, I think my fan base will get a kick out of him sounding so much like Pimp C. It was like, so that's why I signed him, man. You know, he got dope ass music, and you know, he reminded me of my partner, man, a whole lot. So I was like, wow, you know, it was the first time he said that. I heard him say it, you know.
I tell you what, you know, I imagine it's an honor coming from fans, you know what I'm saying? But to come from Spice himself, that's got to be huge, man. Yeah, man, rest in peace to Pimp C, man, one of the best to ever do it. We're going to go into another track, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to take caller. This one here, man, let's give him the one with Spice, man. We've been talking about, you know what I'm saying, Fetty Chico. Let's give him Strap, man. Tell everybody about this one.
Yeah, this is the track that set it off, man. You know, the one I reached out to him for the feature for, and it turned into the record deal. So this one means a whole lot to me.
It's the one that jumped everything off right here. Hell yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah! Who did the production on this one again? Was it you or
one of my partners out here, man? I get production from everybody, man. But King of the Beats is the main ones that do my production.
Hell yeah. We're gonna play Strap, you know what I'm saying, Q-Boss Celine, Spice One, and we'll be right back here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Cooling on the corner with a cellular phone. You could tell that the east side was his home. More scratch than the rest of the woods. And he got a chop suey in the woods.
Rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches.
Plug them up quick, I don't trust these hoes. Keep the top of close by like I'm E4O. My thumb I'll ride to die young, R.I.P.B.O. I ready to get caught with it, then we're out of. Show. Take a pic with your money for your Facebook post. They caught you flipping on the yacht, and God rest your soul. Never heard a low pro, boy, you side too hard. And the police and jack boys both trailing your car. Knives in my pocket, boy, at least 2 grand. Diamonds on my chain, put the closer hand. Why you think Superman said he loving them hoes? The same bitch set you up and unlocked the door. Gorilla more banana clips for that monkey shit. What you hard for what we got, whip and corn to brick. My thriller, my life, I need both them shit. Never leave home without a boy, I keep my beat.
Rollin' with my motherfucker strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rollin' with my motherfucker strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches.
Corner with the strap on the side. I'm 187 proof in my neighborhood and I'm high. Nigga like the Death Star, pluffing on OG Skywalker. Jedi, fetch haters like Rover, my range Jedi. Kicking tails from the hood about triggers with no heart. It's welcome to the ghetto. 187 is the art. I don't trust these niggas far as I can throw a G7. That's why it's nothing to send they bitch ass to ghetto heaven. Lottie Gotti, woke up in Bugatti and I'm just happy that a nigga has some heat on his body. Got myself a Uzi and my brother a nine. Got to stay on the alert cause haters watching me shine. Hit the Barcelini. I stay heated and stay paid. Cause when you ain't around, bitch niggas speak on your grave. Fuck em, rollin' with the strap on the side. I even filed down a fire and pin on my nut and
I'm rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me.
To my motherfuckin' name.
Cause I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches. Motherfuckers strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rolling with my motherfuckers strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches.
All these. Peace to my motherfucking name.
Man, that's so refreshing to hear, because Strapping Aside was one of my favorite Spice One tracks of all time. Matter of fact, that whole album, you know what I'm saying, America's Nightmare, I think to me that was probably the best album in 94. A lot of people might say Nas, Notorious B.I.G., you know what I'm saying, but to me it was that one and Thug Life. Those were the two best in 94, I think.
Man, That and also Bone, man. I was feeling Bone at the time.
Bone,
you know.
Yeah, creeping on the come up. Yeah, yeah, shit, man. Yeah, we might have to do a top 10 right here. Well, shit, my phone brought the UGK Super Tight in the mix. That was another
big
banger.
Oh, man.
I can't forget them all, man. E-40, The Mailman, fuck.
Man.
Yeah, man, that song right there, you captured the essence, the vibe, you know what I'm saying, and you made it your own, and then you brought on a legend and just solidified it even more, man. So good job on that,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to my homeboy, Allo Joe, man, you know, who's singing at the end of the song. And actually, you know, actually Spice put that on his Throne of Game album that he just dropped in December. He put it on his album also, but he added Bushwick Bill to it.
Bushwick Bill. Yeah, hell yeah, man. Shout out to Bushwick Bill, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, another good thing about it too is you guys are helping keeping this music alive. You know what I'm saying? And you're going against the grain. And Spice ain't afraid to go at the lame stream. He don't give a fuck.
No,
he goes straight
man,
at him. You know,
yeah.
That's one of the things I love about him. We got the homie Sim from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring him on. What's up, Sim?
Okay.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up, Cuba Cellini?
What's going on, man?
It's cool. Can you tell us about Soldier Slim? 1 month before his death, you were signed by him, and how you met him, and how he was in life. In fact,
you talking about how he was, how Spice was after I met him?
I talk about Soldier Slim.
Soldier Slim. Okay, damn. Y'all been doing some homework. I met Soldier Slim when I went with BG to shoot his video in New Orleans called Keep a Gangster. And and really how I met BG, I got him on a song as well, just like I did with Spice One. But I got BG on the song, and then he started just kind of, you know, just showing love, man, and put me under his wing. And you know, I started being his hype man on a few shows, and he just really started showing love. But, like, he invited me to come to New Orleans and be in his video, Keep It Gangster, when he started his own, you know, label, Chopper City. Well, while I was there, I met Soldier Slim on the video shoot. And man, Slim was like the realest, man. Like, he right up there with Spice, you know. Like, he took me to his crib, you know. And man, we smoked that, listened to music, you know. And I actually heard Slow Motion before Juvenile was even added to it, you know. But we chopped it up, man, and developed, you know, a friendship. And eventually, Slim offered to put me down with his label, Cutthroat. But you know, we had set up a meeting for me to come down there in December, but he ended up being killed in November. You know, it was bittersweet, man. You know.
Yeah, because I remember we had him on the Murder Dog cover, and shortly after he was killed.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's such tragic, man. But his music, you know, his music definitely gonna live on forever, man. Very, very timeless music.
You did the song "And Stopping Nothing" with BG. Can you tell us about him and about this song, and also about the stress in the game? This is underground shit you did back in the day.
that was kind of like, you know, when I reached out to him for a feature, you know. That's where that song came from, and I actually made the beat. I did the production on that also, but I flew out, me and my my homeboy DJ Jimmy, who was, you know, putting the money behind me at the time. We flew out of Detroit, where BG was living at the time, and I dropped that song with him and his brother Hakizel. You know, so that's where our friendship began, man. And, you know, like I said, that was a blessing too, man. It's like anybody I do, you know, business with, it develops into a friendship, and, you know, a long term friendship, man, and a blessing. The same situation was with Goody Mob, where I did a song with Cool Breeze from the Dungeon Family and Cujo Goody from the Goody Mob. You know, I had them featured on one of my songs on the same album. And this was like 2003, 2004. But after I did the song with them, you know, Goody Mob offered me a contract. So blessings have been coming, man. You know, it's just like now is my time. It's been a long ass wait, you know, but now's the time.
That's it, man. A lot of people, that says a lot when you have people like, you know, Soulja Slim, rest in peace, you know, Goody Mob, of course, Spice, all these guys, man, they really like your music, and these guys are legends, pioneers,
yeah.
You know, and so it definitely speaks volumes for you.
Oh, yeah.
You was by the name of Q-Ball back in the day, yes, with a... Even your first album, "Ain't Stopping Nothing," and after "Stress in the Game," you tell us about "Stress in the Game," also with
you
Railroad
said, said,
cover.
You said tell you about what now?
About "Stress in the Game," you did. It was a Railroad cover.
"Stress in the Game."
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't me, man. It wasn't me.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
that
like
was a Q-Ball.
Yeah, that's like what I said. There was a lot of cue balls popping up, so I had to switch up my name, you know, to make me distinguished, you know, from everybody else.
Man, you won.
Right.
I'm telling you won a free gift. I don't know what yet, but we're gonna give you some because Sid is like the hip hop encyclopedia. I don't think he's ever done a stump on the show before, man. Shout out to you, Sid. Thank you, brother, for calling in, man. We got one more track we're going to get to, and then I want to come back, Q-Boss Lee. I want to give you the floor, make sure, you know what I'm saying, plug everything. But this next one here, man, it might be a murder. Why don't you intro this one for us, brother?
Yeah, might be a murder, man, produced by King of the Beats. You know, the boys out of Kentucky, man. You know, this one right here was kind of like, this was kind of my first single on Thug World, you know. So... We coming hard with this one, man. This is just like, you know, a song about if you were down bad, you know, if you had kids to feed, you know, if everything were going bad for you, you know, what would you do? You know, that's what type of tip this one on.
Definitely. We'll be right back, chopping up a little bit more with Q-Boss Cellini right here in the Murder Mass Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
You got 14 bricks right there? Put you up, eh?
Yeah, man, but look. Oh, get my little brother down, man. Write the fuck back on, baby. Write the fuck back on. Once I get started, call me business.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
The beers do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K.
Murder, murder.
5K.
Murder, murder.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
The beers do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K.
Murder, murder.
5K. Died to my level. Catch me a dope boy. Slip a man and hit him up. Rob me a convenience store. Empty out the register. I just want the money. Hope to do what I'm telling you. Don't have them people coming to the crime scene smelling you. All that hero shit and playing stupid ain't helping you. So rob me a bank. Light them hoes and set it off. Half a cup of G's. Help me who I know won't talk. Won't floss. Just chill. Lay low for a year or two. Don't spin shit, the side of pigs end up catching you. Daddy need new shoes, or mama need a hair did. Gas keep going up and
Trump need his wig split.
And my baby daughter crying, cook the milk by the empty. Hit a sucker flexing, coming through in a bin.
Oh, yeah. I'ma follow his ass home, make him show me where the bins is. Waiting for the perfect time to kick it off the hinge.
Hey.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
Them bills do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K, make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K,
murder, murder,
5K.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
Them bills do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K, make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K,
murder, murder,
5K.
I said, let's go up there and kill him. So you and Edmund gave us a couple things today. You gave poison tickets to people. Then you got the hell out of God. Last thing my man's going around handing out $100 bills and saying that God Almighty got it to him. My cousin was up there last night. He said the thing I got to have a goddamn thing.
High profile ass nigga.
What a brand new cat. Folk boy can't afford it.
Hey, I just came for the mother main. Don't make this a homicide.
Come to your loud ass screaming, bitch. You better keep quiet.
It's all look to you, man. How long a motherfucker here?
As soon as you put that money in my hand, I'ma disappear.
Say, homie, where that safe at?
Shit, homie, where that weight at?
Ain't got no 9 to 5, so ain't no secret how you make that.
Ain't no record, same personal. This is just a case of
wrong plate, wrong time.
Head on my mind, and there you go.
Don't deserve
it. Might be a real cat,
but right now I don't give a fuck if you a Tupac.
Tupac,
give me every fucking thing that you got.
Don't make me have to knock your pussy ass out the Tuesday.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
Them bills do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K, make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K,
murder, murder,
5K.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
Them bills do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K, make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K,
murder, murder,
5K.
Want you all to go out and support this artist, you know what I'm saying, because I like what he stands for. He's not on that, you know, trendy pop bullshit. He's giving you music from the heart. And that right there, man, I really heard the Pimp C on that. I'm telling you, man, that, and that's eerie, you know what I'm saying? That's a little eerie, you know, but that's another dope track right there. And now, what do you got out right now so the people can go and cop some music?
The Beautiful Struggle, man, we released that March 15th, man. So you can go get that on all digital platforms.
And you have physical copies as well?
The physical copies, we ain't came with those yet, but soon. It's coming soon, man. But you can go directly to my website, which is cubosalini.com. To get the links, you know, to buy the digital albums, but But like, I'm a CD man too, man. You know, I love my physical CDs. You know, so the physical CDs, they're coming, man. They're coming. Like we got some, you know, already out here when we go to shows and everything. But like, far as you know, just online for sale, we don't have them yet.
Yeah, definitely. But they're coming. You know, the physical copies, man, nothing like the physical. Digital's more convenient, obviously, but, man, I tell you, man, everybody, you know, they're getting hyped up about vinyl and even cassettes are coming back. But I'm a CD guy. I always love CDs more, you know.
Me too.
You know, they definitely need to keep making them, for sure. But, man, before we get out of here, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was a huge honor. And I want you to come back again in the future. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you drop something, just keep in touch with me. But before we do get out of here, Q Boston Lee, man, I want to give you the floor. You know what I'm saying? To plug and promote whatever, man. I'm going to give it to you right now, and then we're gonna bounce out of here, man.
Cool, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man. You know, because it means a lot to me to get out here and really promote and reach new audiences. You know, but definitely check out QBossolini.com. Check me out on Instagram, QBossolini, Twitter, QBossolini423, Facebook, QBossolini. And also, cop that album, The Beautiful Struggle, man. You know, I think I got 17 tracks on there, number real life shit, man. So y'all make sure y'all go cop that, man. I mean, for the price of a number two. At Chick-fil-A, you can have some good music to ride to. You know what I'm talking about? So go
Hell
get
yeah.
that. Also, man, go get my CEO Spice One. Go get his new album, man. Throwing the Game. You know what I'm saying? Get that, cause that's banging too, man. Number hard hitters on that. Check out SpiceOneGear.com. You'll find the link to purchase the CD right there. You also find shirts, you know, Spice One shirts, Q Bossolini shirts. You know, my label mate, Mr. Black, his album, we're working on his album now. So that's going to be coming soon, man. So big ups to everybody at Thug World, man, my homeboy Carlos, man, you know, over everything and the distribution, man. JLM, you know, Big South Entertainment, shout out to my homeboys, Big South, man, you know, shout out to Orchard Sony Music, man. You know, we coming hard with it, man. We trying to check all these whippersnappers, man, and bring that real music back. You know, and it kind of never left, man. It just took a back seat. You know, but we trying to check these little boys, man, and make them put effort back in their music and their rhymes, man.
Oh man, I'm with you 100%, fam, and you know what I'm saying, and yeah, you're right, man. We got to check these program directors, because I saw the other day, I think it was Ebro, he was talking about how there's a conspiracy to destroy hip hop, and I'm thinking in my mind, you're part of it, asshole. You're playing that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you're doing whatever they tell you at the top. It's like, at some point in time, when you reach a level of celebrity status, like a Funk Flex or something, which
yeah.
He's a bitch too. He's a punk bitch too. But when you reach that level, you have the power to tell the people in charge of you, no, I'm not gonna play that. I'm gonna go
yeah.
there and start my
yeah.
own platform.
You know, it. And it's crazy you said that because, you know, me and Spice, you know, after that video came out of Spice when we was on the tour bus, you know, it went world star and everything. Everybody went crazy. So we had recorded a song called Fuck Your Opinion, and it was touching the bass on that. Like, one of my lines was, bitch, get on your job. Bitch, get on your job. You pussy ass DJs need to play your fucking part. No spins, no ends. No ends, no bends. Now, what about your friends? It's where this fuck shit ends. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? So, the DJs, man, the DJs play a big part of this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like they let the money make their decisions. You know what I'm saying? Control all of that. You know, if they would put their foot down and say, nah, you know, it might make these boys, you know,
yeah.
it might cut out a lot
they
of
have
bullshit.
Power to do something. You know, these Clear Channel, you know, it's a monopoly. You got these Clear Channel things, and what they're doing is they're taking this trendy pop bullshit and they're making it just, you know what I'm saying, repetitive on every level, and they're promoting it to the youth. That way they grow up embracing it. Next thing you know, we're going to have a whole generation of people that don't know what real hip-hop is. And it's up to guys
like
y'all
putting
out that real shit, man. We appreciate that.
It's like I said before, man, I think it's all part of the master plan, man, to I ain't even going to say, I really do, I'm white. You know what I'm saying? So saying this is some real shit. I think it's a part of the plan to kind of screw over the black race, man, because it's
like
you keep
eugenics,
telling,
like a musical eugenics almost.
Well if you keep making these kids think, if you keep making them think, you got to put you ain't got to put effort into shit, even your raps. Like, you can say, yeah, through the whole damn song, and they think they finna be superstars. Then that shit don't work out for them. What you think they're going to do next?
Yeah, they got
nothing. You know what I mean?
They got nothing.
They got nothing, man. They can go out here, rob, sell dope, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get killed, or it's the penitentiary, man. So I think it's all just a part of a big master plan, man. You know, and that's just being real. You know?
It is. You're 100% correct, man. And you notice, too, there's also a sad trend. Funk Flex is one of them, but with these younger rappers in particular, to go and attack the OGs and, so we got a little thing coming out, man, May 22nd. If you want to go to my Instagram, Murder Mastery, so check it out. It's called Fuck the Lame Stream. Now, the cover, shout out to my boy, Scratch LVP. He took a skull, right, and put it on a stick, which is a mic stand, and he got the microphone busting out the top of the skull, right? Well, the skull is a combination of three things. It's got the teeth of that Chomo 6ix9ine. It's got some of the hair of Lil Yachty, and it's got those teeth of
that
little
Xanax.
It's a metaphor for, okay, enough of this fuck shit. Plus, the reason why I picked those three guys seem to be going at the legends and pioneers, and are dead legends and pioneers. It's like, we can't handle this.
Yeah, if you check out my song, Cake Mix, you'll hear there's little segments from Scarface, then there's little segments from Lil Yachty and Lil Uzi Vert on there. Just, I call Cake Mix just that sweet shit, like that bullshit, the fruit loop rap, and like one of the little segments, the sample, Lil Uzi Vert says he can't even count bars. Man, you that dumb, bro? You don't know that a bar is just a sentence? So you tell me you can't count sentences? You know what I mean? So, and then, you got Lil Yachty on there talking about the age, old-ass rappers. My thing is this, man. It's just like Spice said. There's no age limit on getting money, man.
No age limit
if you get
talent.
Money. Yeah. So it's like, why is hip-hop the only genre of music that feels you got an age cap on this shit, man? Another thing I feel is part of the cycle. Like, you can only do this for so long. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to get out. Then what's next, man? Then what's next? So it's like they setting this shit up. It's like it's just like a whole, like I said, a whole part of a master plan, I feel like. But, like,
It is. Just to reiterate with what you said, man, because if you go back to the Tipper Gore days and Cesar Lewis Tucker days, they always try to attack hip-hop. Like, when you had Public Enemy and Cube and Spice and all these guys – coming out, they had the record stumps where they were breaking CDs in the streets, and when all that shit didn't work, when the churches attacked and Dionne Warwick and all that didn't work, then what did they do? I believe that they infiltrated hip-hop, and once they infiltrated it, they put the people in the positions, whether it be the Puffies or whoever, and they severely dumbed it down, and like you said, man, it's part of this big master plan. So they finally think that they got it defeated, but they don't realize, man, the underground ain't going nowhere.
It's like you,
and that's why I appreciate you putting out a whole album.
And then it's another. I appreciate that, man.
Music.
And it's like another thing, man. It's like they try to make it a young man's game, and it's like the stuff that they are letting slide on the radio now, just like the cat, I don't know his name, but he had the song Pull Up With That Stick, Let It Hit. So you got my kids in the car riding and singing this, you know what I'm saying? So I turn the radio off, man. You don't even know what that means. He talking about pulling up on somebody and killing them, And it's like they don't censor anything on the radio now. Not at all. You know, like, if I wanna listen to that, I wanna listen to it at my own choice. I don't wanna be riding with my kids listening to the radio station and hearing some shit like that, having them sing it. You know, so it's like I say, they teaching us to kill ourselves is what they doing. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like I say, whole part of that master plan, man. There's so many ways they come in it. The black race, you know, they coming at the black race so many ways, man. You better watch them. Like Scarface said, they smart, man. Y'all better watch y'all ass. They smart, you know.
Yeah, they,
and they call me a traitor, or whatever, man. But I'm like a fly on the wall. I see all this shit, you know.
Yeah, exactly, man. When you look at things, you see them. You know what I'm saying? When you step outside of the box a little bit, and you know, a lot of these artists, I feel fucked up and dropped the ball because we can't just blame the program directors. We gotta blame some of the OGs. And I'm gonna tell you why.
Oh yeah.
And I said this to Spice too. When Ice-T fired at Soulja Boy, that should have been the call right there for everybody to back Ice-T. Now Spice One was like the first dude to back Ice-T, and then after that, no one backed him. And then you start having guys like Nelly attack Ice-T and stick up for Soulja Boy. Oh, man, Ice-T's old. It's that same bullshit argument. He's old and washed up and blah, blah, blah. And then look what we have here. No one backed Ice-T other than Spice. Well, I should say no one backed Ice-T and Spice because they were together. Huh?
Right.
And then look what we have 10 years later. You know, so... Yeah, they tried.
Yeah,
they definitely tried, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it's got to be more like, yeah. It's got to be more Ice T's and more Spice Ones, man.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all having me.
You're welcome back, you know what I'm saying? And definitely want to bring on Spice's other artist, too. What did you say his name was?
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black. Now, when his album drops, you know what I'm saying, let him know. You know what I'm saying? He's welcome to come on air and preview a couple tracks and chop it up as well, man. And you know, maybe we'll do a Thug World Roundtable, too, sometime. Get you, Spice, and Mr. Black on here, and we'll all chop it up.
Oh, man, that would be dope, man. That would be real
on the
dope.
Microphone. You know. So,
already, man.
Well,
definitely, man.
I definitely appreciate you. And, man, we're going to do it again sometime, you know what I'm saying, as we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Let's go with this, you know what I'm saying, like God, one more time, man. It's what we started off with. Let's finish it with this one, brother. Thank you.
Oh, man, salute. I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, boys.
Thank you, brother.
Low income, high hope.
Yeah.
Mama did the very best she could.
Yeah.
Trying to raise a man ain't no joke. For a single woman in parenthood.
Hey.
Me and my daddy good now, but back then, fuck him. Months were passing, I ain't hear nothing from him.
Nah.
All I knew that he was raising two kids. It wasn't even his with another woman. Got a half sister, we don't talk much. Different mamas, same daddy.
Hey.
Saw her twice my whole life.
What?
Total strangers, but still family.
Yes.
My granddaddy with
my daddy.
My grandmama, my second mama. Wednesday passed, my whole world flipped. And I ain't been James since then. If I love you, give you my last, homie. Search straight off of my back, homie. It didn't take too long for me to realize that these motherfuckers wouldn't do the same. Fuck me, this rap shit keep me sane, homie. Is this what you wanna call sane, homie? Going through a divorce, got $3. I love him to death, that won't change, homie.
Let go and let God. Man, the devil, he working hard. Damn, that whole clique behind bars. Or laid off in their yard. And these bills, they won't stop coming. Man, no work don't eat. It's like they forces in the hustle. I'm so sick and tired of these streets. But I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
Yeah, I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
But I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
Yeah, I know it's gonna get better.
Don't it?
Got a stepdaughter, she mine, no.
dope. Raised her since she was 9 years old. Love her like my own, no favoritism. The only father she ever known. Her mama stay on that bullshit. Been 6 months and we separated. Y'all left fucked up, so what? Then my kids, I want visitations. No phone calls, no conversations. I hate this fucking game playing. Ain't with you, so you keep them from it. Then brainwash them and say they hate. Paint the picture of a deadbeat, but I'm mailing money orders every week. Cause even though she don't let me speak to him, I'm still daddy and in my seat. Fuck her right, keep my receipt, cause I'm pretty sure she gon' lie on me. To the judge's face and never even blink. Would love nothing better than some cuffs on me. All the dirt I did, she told on me. Never thought she'd be the one to fall on me. Got ex-friends, fuck me over bad, but they secrets, man, I never
you gotta let go and let God. Man, the devil, he working hard. Damn, that whole clique behind bars. But laid off in that yard. And these bills, they won't stop coming. Man, no work don't eat. It's like they forces in the hustling. I'm so sick and tired of these streets. But I know it's gonna get better. Don't it? Yeah, I know it's gonna get better. Don't it? But I know it's gonna get better. Don't it? Yeah, I know it's gonna get better. Don't it?
You help me sell these 14 keys so I can get spread.
You got 14 bricks right there? Put you up, eh?
Yeah, man, but look. I'm gonna get my new brother, man. Write the fuck back on, baby. Write the fuck back on. I'm gonna get something from the business.
Hey, what would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
The beers do no cash off in your hand. With 20K, make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K,
murder, murder.
5K,
murder, murder.
What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
The beers do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K, make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K,
murder, murder.
5K, think you're tired of being fucked up. Died to my left, but catch me a dope boy. Slip a man and hit him up. Rob me a convenience store. Empty at the register. I just want the money, hope to do what I'm telling you. Don't have them people coming to the crime scene smelling you. All that hero shit and playing stupid ain't helping you. Now rob me a bank, like them hoes and set it off. Half a cup of G's, help me who I know won't talk, won't flout. Just chill, lay low for a year or two. Don't spend shit inside of pigs, end up catching you. Daddy need new shoes, or mama need a hair did. Gas keep going up and Trump need his wig split. And my baby daughter crying cause the milk by the imp fit. Hit a sucker flexing coming through in a bin.
Oh yeah, I'ma follow his ass home, make him show me where the bins is.
Waiting for the perfect time to kick it off the hinge.
Hey, what would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder. The beers do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K.
Murder, murder.
5K. What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
The beers do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K make you the hit man.
It might be a murder.
10K.
Murder, murder.
5K.
I say let's go out there and kill me.
So me and Edmund gave a couple things today.
You gave poison tokens to people. Then you got the hell out of that.
Last thing my man's going around in and out. $100 bills. And saying that God Almighty got it done.
My cousin was up there last night. He said the thing like that they acting goddamn thing.
High profile ass nigga.
What a brand new cat. Folk boy can't afford it.
Hey, I just came for the money, man. Don't make this a homicide. So tell your loud ass screaming bitch, you better keep quiet. It's all look to you, man. How long a motherfucker here? As soon as you put that money in my hand, I'ma disappear. Say, homie, where that safe is? Shit, homie, where that weight is? Ain't got no 9 to 5, so ain't no secret how you make that. I'm fucking same personal. This is just a case of wrong play, wrong time. Head on my mind, and there you are. Don't deserve it. Might be a real cat, but right now I don't give a fuck if you a Tupac. Tupac, give me every fucking thing that you got. Don't make me have to knock your pussy ass out the Tucson. What would you do for 50 grand?
It might be a murder.
The beers do no cash off in your hand.
It might be a murder.
With 20K, make you the hit man.
corner with a cellophone. You could tell that the east side was his home. More scratch than the rest of the woods. And he got a chop suey in the woods.
Rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me.
Cause
I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches.
Plug them up quick, I don't trust these hoes. Keep the stopper close by like I'm E4O. My thumb I'm right to die young, R.I.P.B.O. I'd rather get caught with it than without. For sure. Take a pic with your money for your Facebook post. They caught you slipping on the yacht and the guy rest your soul. Never heard a low pro, boy, you side too hard. And the police and jack boys both trailing your car. Knives in my pocket, boy, at least 2 grand. Diamonds on my chain, pistol close to hand. Why you think you're Superman, said it loving them hoes. The same bitch set you up and lock the door. Gorilla more banana clips for that monkey shit. Rich too hard for what we got, went from corn to brick. My thrill of my life, I need both them shit. Never leave home without it, boy, I keep my.
Rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me.
Cause
I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches.
On the corner with the strap on the side. I'm 187 proof in my neighborhood and I'm high. Nigga like the Death Star, puffin' on OG Skywalker. Jedi, fetch haters like Rover, my range Jedi. Kicking tails from the hood about triggers with no heart. It's welcome to the ghetto. 187 is the art. I don't trust these niggas far as I can throw a G7. That's why it's nothing to send they bitch ass to get heaven. Lottie Gotti, woke up in Bugatti and I'm just happy that a nigga has some heat on his body. Cause I got myself a Uzi and my brother a nine. Gotta sit to stay on the alert cause haters watching me shine. Hit the boss of I say he didn't stay paid. Cause when you ain't around, bitch niggas speak on your grave. Fuck him, rollin' with the strap on the side. I even filed down a fire and pin on my nut line.
Rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rollin' with my motherfuckin' strap on the side of me.
Cause
I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches. Motherfuckers strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. And I don't trust these bitches. So I be rolling with my motherfuckers strap on the side of me. Cause I don't trust these busters. Much less these bitches.
Peace to my motherfucking ass.